The Trump administration has mandated a 15-day review of public lands and national monuments, including those in Utah. During his first term, President Donald Trump shrunk the size of Bear's Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante. Both were later reinstated by President Joe Biden. The National Parks Conservation Association's Daniel Hart says monuments like these have caught the eye of the Trump administration, which claims they could be needed to lower the costs of fuel and energy. But Hart questions whether the need is actually there.
They also have said that the need is there because there's been so little oil and gas leasing. However, the Biden administration had some of the most oil and gas production by an administration in a long time. It was ramped up under him. And some lease sales have gone without a bid over the past 4 years even.
The legality of Trump being able to modify monument boundaries has been questioned before. Opponents claim he violated the Antiquities Act, legislation that gives presidents the power to create national monuments. The court cases were ongoing until Biden reversed Trump's actions. But with Donald Trump back in the White House, the issue could arise again. Interior Secretary Doug Burgum issued the internal review of oil, gas, and mining on public lands and national monuments. The order looks to remove protections enacted by the previous administration. Hart argues that despite the current administration's promises, the effects of such action wouldn't be felt for some time.
Timeline from starting a lease sale until oil and gas is pumping and then refined and into the markets is a long time. It would not immediately do anything to lower gas prices across the country.
Hart adds research shows strong support for public lands and national parks and monuments. He adds these places protect the country's natural and cultural resources.
But also there's the public benefit, of course. You know, they support the outdoor recreation economy, especially in rural states. There's trails all throughout them. They expand access to nature.
Some 84% of Utahns support creation of new national parks, monuments, and wildlife refuges and tribal protected areas, according to the 2024 Conservation in the West poll. For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.